been waiting at the back of the house for you to come around, 'cause we're cooling off and it's getting late. Sing a song about two shooting stars, slow motion running into each other's arms. That's the kind of thing that I like to do or sing about. Life is impossible, but it's also a popsicle. This is true, that's why nobody cares. Life is impossible, but it's also a popsicle. This is true, that's why nobody cares. If you need someone to look alive for exact revenge on a plain despise, I can climb a mountain, I've climbed a mountain, I will climb house. There's an anchor at the bottom of the lake, no one knows how it got there, but it wasn't a mistake. It's the nature of the anchor to not get so carried away. Life is impossible, but it's also a popsicle. This is true, that's why nobody cares. Life is impossible, but it's also a popsicle. This is true, that's why nobody cares. Well, I've been waiting at the back of the house for you to come around, 'cause we're cooling off and it's getting.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 641. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Ginny Omnicord from Guelph, Ontario. The song I played was Impossible Popsicle, and that's just one of the many Shotgun Jimmy tracks you'll hear on the compilation Cha-Cha-Cha, The Songs of Shotgun Jimmy. They came out in 2017 on Coming Around Records. My friend Sonia sent me that because she is my connection for all things Canadian. It is 30 tracks, and when you're listening to 30 tracks of covers, you kind of gravitate towards the songs you like the best, but then sometimes you hear a song and you really like that, and you go like, I don't even remember the original. I never paid that much attention to it. And that's the case with that track there by Ginny Omnicord. Her version of Impossible Popsicle breathes new life into that song, and I dig it. I got lots of music for you this week, and oddly enough, it's a lot of covers. So let's just jump right into it. This is Pat Benatar covering Rated X.
Posing for a magazine picture in a limousine.
Well, that definitely sounds like a Too Much Rock set right there, starting all the way back in 1979 and taking you all the way to 1982, all the variation you'll find on the Too Much Rock podcast. We started that set off with Pat Benatar and the song Rated X. That's a Nick Glider song. You may remember Nick as the lead singer of the band Todd Sweeney, a Canadian glam band popular in the 70s, I think based out of Vancouver, BC. You can find that on Pat's debut album, In the Heat of the Night, that came out in 1979 on Chrysalis Records. I picked that up in a crate-digging expedition a few weeks ago because it has three Chin Chapman songs on it. Two that were originally done by Smokey, one that was recorded by Sweet. It's got that Nick Glider song on it, and it's got a cover of I Need a Lover by John Mellencamp that was actually released as the first single from that album. But it wasn't until the third single was released that she'd find her hit, Heartbreaker. Also, another cover, something I just learned when I picked up that album. It's not a good album, but it's a fun one, and I'm sure you can pick it up cheap just like I did. After that, we heard from Lori and the Size with a cover of Party Lights, originally done by Claudine Clark. That was on the band's sole album, Lori and the Size, released in 1980 on Atlantic Records. Another New York performer there, Lori Beachman, who was a Broadway performer at some point. Someone in her career decided she should do this little pop new wave power pop album, and she did. It's not very good. In fact, I'd only heard a single that was released before the album, a cover of Only the Lonely, the Roy Orbison track, and really liked it. And then I picked up this one, and there's a couple of songs that are worth your time, but I wouldn't pay big money for it, and I know I didn't. And then after that, we heard from The Flirts with the song I Only Want to Be With You, originally a Dusty Springfield song. That's on the band's album 10 Cents a Dance that came out in 1982 on O Records. O Records was the project of Bobby Orlando, who actually was kind of the Svengali of that group. He just kind of filled it up with whatever singers and models he wanted to, released, I don't know, maybe five albums as The Flirts with whatever lineup he could cobble together, and he wrote most of the songs. That album is kind of famous because it has the song Don't Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, which was a great power pop slash new wave hit back in 1982 as well. So anyway, three bands from New York there, covers, ladies, I like it. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's continue on with something else here, something a little more modern. This one's from 2023. It's Whitney's Playland and Motor Away.
From the chance.
folks, I swear to you, that's just how the song ends. That was not my doing. If you got questions, you talk to Gretel Hanlon. That song is called Motorbike and was on Hanlon's first EP called Slug Eye, which came out in 2021. Originally just a digital-only affair, though for some reason I seem to think it's getting a physical release soon, or maybe that's just her second EP is getting a physical release, something like that. Anyway, really enjoyed that video, liked that song a lot. Didn't care a whole lot for the EP, so as I said earlier, you win some, you lose some. Before that, we heard from Whitney's Playland from San Francisco. I play the song Motor Away. Yes, indeed, that is the Guided by Voices song, but it's an excellent version of it, isn't it? Just kind of dissected it and rebuilt it and just made it really nice. You can find that on the band's album Sunset Sea Breeze, which came out March 17th, 2023, on Paisley Shirt Records and Meritorio Records, depending on what format you like. I feel bad about playing a cover when the album is so good, but I really, really like that cover. Anyway, I guess we go ahead and wrap things up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 641. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. It's full. On the 3rd, we've got King Tuff playing at the Record Bar. Mellencamp is in town at the Midland on the 3rd and the 4th. On the 5th, Polly Mall Cops are playing at Farewell. Kevin Morby is playing at the Bottleneck on the 6th. And Laura Jane Grace is at Knuckleheads that night. On the 7th, Vader is playing at Boulevard Nights, or Flooding has a show at Howdy, or Kevin Morby is playing at the Record Bar, or the Ferris Wheel Regulars from Wichita are playing Toilet Bowl that night. On the 8th, Horned Wolf is at the Bottleneck. On the 9th, Mountain Goats are playing Liberty Hall. Pedro the Lion is at the Record Bar on the 12th. On the 13th, Mensa Death Squad has a show at Mini Bar. On the 14th, a John Prine tribute at the Record Bar, or a Jam tribute at the Encore. On the 15th, Emmeline Twist has a show at Rhino. Nidosphere is doing their album release party at Howdy. On the 16th, Winter Forever at Farewell. Tenet is playing at the Flesh Pit that night. On the 18th, Daniel Gum has a show at Farewell. On the 20th, Carcass is at the Granada, or Mega Tribe is at Howdy. On the 22nd, Limb Dealer is at Howdy. Radkey is at the Ship. Mulchet Dolma is at the Truman. Last time they came through, it was at Record Bar, so they're moving up in the world. On the 24th, you've got Junkyard Royalty at the Greenhouse. On the 26th, Thelma and the Sleaze at Record Bar. 27th, Black Flag is playing the Record Bar. The 29th, New Pornographers at the Truman, or Damien Girardo at the Record Bar, or Zuzu at Bottleneck. Tell me that's not a hard one for Generation X to figure out where to go to. Anyway, that should cover it for now. Look at the website. There's nothing new out there, but I have 7 shows that I have completely written up and they're ready to be posted as soon as my unpaid editor gets a chance to proofread and make sure I didn't say anything stupid or offensive. Chances are I did. All right, so one track left for you here. I'm going to play a track by Heidevolk from Arnhem in the Netherlands. The song I'm going to play is called Klauwen Vooruit, and it's on the album Wederkeer. All of that is just showing my excellent Dutch. This is a one-man project, Matt Van Based, I think is it. It came out February 24th of this year on Napalm Records, and it is Viking metal. So, you know, we should talk about that. Do I keep playing that on the podcast? Because the rule is if I get it, I play it. But then at the same time, I don't know. I get some things here that are a little weird. So let me know. Should I keep playing the Viking metal if I get it? Or should I just keep that to myself as my own secret shame? Anyway, if you enjoy Viking metal, you're going to enjoy this one. So let's leave it here. This is Heidevolk with the song Klauwen Vooruit. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.